and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Simoong. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. Research from Gartner found that 91% of sales leaders reported that finding relevant content and tools for reps is a struggle without a dedicated enablement platform. So how can you simplify the rep experience with a unified platform? Here to discuss this topic is Carolyn Huang, the Senior Director of Sales Enablement and Effectiveness at Alight Solutions. Thank you for joining us, Carolyn. I would love for you to tell us more about yourself, your background, and your role.
I've been at Alight for a little over a year now, and I was brought on to help develop and grow our sales enablement function at the org. So my role today has evolved a little bit, and right now I'm focused on supporting and developing product education and enablement and ensuring we have a robust and effective product training and enablement process as we anticipate upcoming product launches and releases. As for my background, I've been in healthcare, health insurance, and the PBM space for 20 years, I believe. I initially wanted to become a pharmacist like my sister, but just really found my niche and enjoyment on the corporate side of the business around operations and product strategy. So I've always said my life purpose has really been helping others. So any way that I can make that impact in any role, I'm always fulfilling my purpose. And that's where it landed me here in sales enablement at Alight.
We're really excited to have you with us today, Carolyn. Now, you did mention that one of your specialties is really improving efficiency in business operations and processes. How do you help drive efficiency for the business as an enablement leader?
Yeah, there's so many ways that we can help drive efficiency in any business, but you have to really start by understanding how the business operates. So the way that I look at any organization as I come into it is just understanding how are they at maturity level in a current state. So for example, process analysis and optimization, always conducting a thorough analysis of, again, existing business processes. How do we identify bottlenecks, any inefficiencies, or what are those areas for improvement? Another area would be working closely with all of the cross-functional teams, ensuring that we can really streamline or redesign business processes, eliminate any unnecessary steps, or automate any repetitive tasks that we can. That means really establishing those like standardized procedures or best practices across the organization.
Now, curating the right tech stack can have a huge impact on efficiency. And prior to HighSpot, you had several tools, including a different readiness platform. What were some of the challenges that this led to?
Yeah, I feel like assessing the right tools and technology integration or tech stack is just so important for any business, and I can't stress that enough. Some of the challenges that I've seen most frequently is just those fragmented workflows, utilizing just multiple tools that a rep or a seller needs to switch between different platforms or accessing information or content that they need to at the right time, at the right place. That's been challenging, data silos. So every tool has their own data repository, but when they're not speaking to one another or the systems are not integrated, that poses also a huge challenge. And then, yeah, that lack of integration between platforms, that is used by multiple different client-facing teams, having that all centralized in one place really eliminates that. And that's something that I found, at our organization was that level of integration and content management needed to be consolidated and ensuring that our reps, all of our customer-facing reps, have the right content and consistent content at the right time.
What was the impetus, though, for making the switch to a unified enablement platform and ultimately to implement HighSpot?
Yeah, in my early assessment here, I immediately saw a need just for greater integrated workflows and business processes that would ultimately centralize and create that seamless integration data across all of our customer-facing teams and all of the various enablement tools and tech stacks. So many factors went into ultimately making the switch to HighSpot as our go-to platform, but really it's more about the technology that can be able to support our organization and our organization's, you know, ever-evolving needs, and really help us enable our sellers most effectively and efficiently.
Fantastic. And in your opinion, what is the strategic value of consolidating your enablement tech stack into a unified platform rather than separate disconnected tools?
I would say improving efficiency and productivity across multiple business teams. So that's, again, data integration insights is just so important as it helps us inform and better enable our reps through those data-driven insights and decisions that we can help continuously improve our content, our training, our platform, and also the enhanced user experience. So having that unified platform really provides a seamless and intuitive experience on the front end, the back end, right? As the user, as the administrator, and really improve our user adoption and satisfaction. So having the consistent interface and navigation across all of our enablement functions and teams, our reps can easily find the right tools, the resources, and things that can lead to increased engagement and effectiveness.
I love that, how you guys are thinking about both an integrated data and experience perspective. That's fantastic. How did you go about building the business case with your stakeholders for making this change? And I think a lot of our audience would really love to hear some best practices for gaining stakeholder buy-in.
Yeah, I think engaging your various stakeholders as early as possible in the scoping process when building your business case is key. So keeping them continuously informed and engaged throughout the process. I always say partnership, collaboration, that's key. When you take time to really understand the various businesses and teams that you will work with on a day in and day out process, how each of those teams operate, what are their pain points, and how could we help kind of solve those business challenges together? So aligning different use cases, right, and identifying what those use cases are that resonate with each of our stakeholders and ensuring that they're aligned on what our enablement vision, goals, and business outcomes that we can achieve really helps solidify the buy-in and understand like the what's in it for them and what's in it for us together.
I think that's a fantastic approach. Always put it in the perspective of your audience, even internal ones like stakeholders. Now, you recently launched HighSpot actually at your company's sales kickoff. Can you tell us about that launch and how you leveraged that key moment to help build up momentum for this change?
Yeah, I think launching HighSpot at sales kickoff was just such a perfect opportunity for us to generate buzz, excitement, really leverage different gamification opportunities to drive that early adoption and early engagement with the platform. So before we developed or kicked off at our event, we built what we call the sales kickoff spot in HighSpot. So that's where reps can access all the information they need to go to before they attend the event, like the agenda, travel details, any pre-work or training that we want them to prepare, review before the sessions. We also included like this fun Easter egg in our SKO page where we use gamification in like that launch experience to incentivize our sellers to complete any pre-work or trainings and really get folks driving kind of like excitement and buzz around, you know, what is HighSpot, what can it do, and to go to our HighSpot booth that we had in our partner expo at SKO. So what we did is we had the first like three folks who finished training, found the Easter egg phrase and went to the HighSpot booth and mentioned it, then they all won a prize. So after SKO, we communicated the winners and recognized their efforts to really encourage others to participate in it, but also really sprinkle kind of that fun and strategic learning right throughout the platform. And I think that really helps folks from a user experience perspective to learn the platform, play around with it, understand the processes, and also, again, help drive continuous engagement and adoption post-launch.
I love that. That sounds like it really landed well with your teams. Now, I know that you guys are also using HighSpot to help optimize your onboarding program. I know that that's a key initiative for you all this year. How do you plan to optimize your onboarding program, and how will leveraging HighSpot help you to do so?
Yeah, new hire onboarding is so crucial to get right at any organization. So ensuring our reps are fully enabled with the right products, knowledge, and really know how to position and recognize the value and messaging that resonates with the various buyers and prospects that they're talking to is really key. So at Alight, we made a huge effort in prioritizing and building a strong and effective onboarding program this year. And that's something that we continue to focus on building out and continuously iterating throughout the year as well.
Amazing. Now, I know that you guys are just getting started with HighSpot. Well, what are some of the key ways that you're measuring the impact of your enablement programs on business results?
Yeah, so on the example of, you know, the onboarding program and where we've been focusing on improving our onboarding program is really taking that in and seeing how we can improve our time to productivity in our first sale for our reps. Really understanding how do we increase that time it takes for a new hire to onboard, learn about all of our various products and solutions we offer, and really be comfortable and confident in speaking, you know, having that first effective conversation with their prospect or buyer, and ultimately be able to execute their first deal. So that's something that we've been focusing on. In addition, you know, with pipeline generation, ensuring that we're able to help our sellers generate more pipeline, lead conversions, and increase in win rate.
Amazing. And all the top line things the business cares about. Now, looking into the future of Alight, what are some of the key goals that you have for enablement in the next year and beyond? And how do you plan to leverage HighSpot to help achieve these?
Yeah, some key goals this year, we really center around just driving sales effectiveness, I would say enhancing our customer engagement and just really accelerating our business growth. So we plan on leveraging HighSpot A1 by optimizing just our sales content, right? And our content strategy, continue consolidating where our customer facing teams are accessing the right content at the right time, making sure it's relevant and effective at any stage of the buyer's journey, right? Enabling them to engage their customers and really drive better outcomes. Also enhancing our sales readiness. So as we continue to invest in our sales readiness initiatives, we want to make sure that our sales teams are really well equipped with the knowledge, skills, and resources they need to succeed. So HighSpot and the platform really plays a crucial role in this, in delivering that personalized training, coaching, some of those on-demand resources we're building out to support the ongoing learning and development. I would say another area is just really driving that alignment across teams, again, breaking down those silos, ensuring that our teams that support enablement, like sales, marketing, product, and other key functions, really provide a seamless customer experience. So we're planning to deploy some key integrations coming up between HighSpot and our CRM system and some of our marketing automation tools. So that will help us streamline that experience and those workflows to enable our reps to be more effective in driving revenue growth. I would say lastly, it's like scaling our enablement initiative. So as our organization grows, we continue to scale our enablement programs and how we enable, right, to support the needs of our expanding sales force and sales teams. So HighSpot's scalability and flexibility just really allows us and helps us enable to deploy the programs that we need at scale and ensure consistent delivery of the resources and support across our organization as well.
Wonderful. Well, Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can maximize enablement success with HighSpot.